In Louisiana, a recently introduced state Senate bill would make an absentee ballot vote count even if the voter has died by election morning.
When someone votes absentee and dies a few days later, this is probably the last civic-minded action this citizen does before leaving.
State Senator Reggie Dupre, a Democrat from Terrebonne Parish in southeastern Louisiana, sponsored Senate Bill 11. It would reverse a 1921 law requiring absentee voters to be alive at the time polls open on Election Day. That law went on the books at a time in Louisiana politics when it wasn't unheard of to go beyond the grave for votes.
Back in the 20s and 30s, people were voting, you know, out of the graveyard. They were getting names out of the graveyards. But we have adequate safeguards in current law in Louisiana that we have to show a valid ID, and that is all gone now.
Some naysayers have dubbed the proposal the dead man voting bill. But Senator Dupre says the Senate passed it unanimously after nearly 45 minutes of debate.
I think Senator Jay Darden, who's probably one of the most conservative members of the Louisiana legislature, he said it best. This is not dead man voting. This is live man voting who subsequently died.
It's a bill that might make former Louisiana Governor Earl Long proud. Long said he wanted to be buried in Louisiana when he died so he could remain politically active. Senate Bill 11 is expected to go to the Louisiana House of Representatives for a vote in the next few weeks.